Disagreements between car manufacturers and franchised sales outlets are nothing new. However, Mercedes-Benz Australia has taken it to new levels with a fight ongoing in the courts and set to shake up the way cars are sold in Australia for years to come. It all started when Mercedes-Benz decided it wanted to move to a fixed sale price commission payment model, and the dealers didn't like that. 38 of the nation's 55 Mercedes-Benz dealerships have launched legal action against the company in the federal court seeking compensation. There are previous examples of discontent, with Holden and Honda both having issues of late. The question is, do manufacturers have disproportionate power over the businesses that sell their cars, and do they use that unconscionable power? Other manufacturers are also looking at this model, but I'm guessing they will be waiting until the outcome of the Mercedes-Benz case is known. This comes on top of the Mercedes-Benz emissions scandal in 2021 in Europe. As of the end of July, Mercedes-Benz offered some 30 different models in Australia and had a touch over 3% market share. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Right now's a great time to check out anyauto.com.au. There's fresh details on the 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500, a video review of the 2.3-litre Ford Mustang convertible. The guys put the new Subaru WRX through its paces, read about the top 10 fastest electric sports cars on the market, and something a little more for the family, a review of the Toyota Kluger GX Hybrid. All that, so much more, right now, anyauto.com.au.